Hello?
Yes, hi, good afternoon, ma'am. This is Walter speaking from the Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great. I'm having a good day so far. Thank you. Very kind. Ma'am, I'll be quick, but I'm conducting, which is a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I will start by asking, I know that it's kind of still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
50-50.
50-50? Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Excellent. Now, just to be sure, we're represented, which is everybody, may I ask, which is your race? White, Black, African-American, Latino, or Hispanic? Asian, American Indian, or Native American, mixed race, I'm sorry. Other, don't know, or refuse to say?
White.
White, okay. And may I know what's your age?
30,
perfect. Now, in thinking about which is your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal? Well, don't know. You refuse to say.
Very liberal.
Very liberal. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Well, don't know. You refuse to say.
Satisfied.
I'm sorry?
Satisfied.
Satisfied? Perfect. Now I'm going to read, which is a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 it is so what important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, right? I will start with fighting inflation and improving the economy. 0 to 10, you think it's the most important thing they need to focus on? Or 0, not at all important, or somewhat important? You can choose, or do not know, refuse to say.
8.
8. What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights? 0 to 10?
7.
A 7. What do you think about making housing more affordable? 0 to 10?
8.
8. Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
Also an 8.
Also 8. Reducing crime and gun violence?
A 6.
A 10.
A 6.
A 6. Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Please approve or disapprove, and if it's strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know, you refuse to say.
I honestly don't know for that one. I would pick neutral, but, like, I just don't know.
No worries. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using, which is a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and affordable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unaffordable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? Now, I will start with the Republicans in Congress. 0 to 100.
Like a 30.
Like a 30%. And what do you feel, how do you feel about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA? 0 to 100.
Like a 70.
70. What do you feel about Joe Biden? Zero to 100.
30.
30%? Okay. Perfect. Now, I want to read you, which is a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to a 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, and 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it's important at all, and you can use any number between 0 and 10, right? I will start with reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. 0 to 10. Oh, don't know. You refuse to say.
Like a 7.
Like a 7? And banning different tobacco products for adults?
Like a 2.
Like a 2? And what about preventing, which is underage tobacco use? 0 to 10?
5.
I'm sorry? Preventing underage tobacco use? 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And what about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market?
Did you say illegal vape products?
Yes, illegal e-vapor products.
Like a 3.
Like a 3, okay. All right, so we're around 40%. We'll continue right now. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21, right? But considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually, which is no nicotine, to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose, and it's strongly, or just somewhat, support or oppose, or do not know? Do you refuse to say?
Can you repeat the question part?
For sure. It is already illegal to sell which is tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. But considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain which is virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support strongly, somewhat, or oppose somewhat or strongly? Or do not know? Do you refuse to say?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's kind of, they're adults, if they want to smoke nicotine. I kind of get that, but I do think it's bad for them, so I don't know if it should be illegal, though. So I don't know.
So you don't know. Okay. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or oppose or somewhat support or oppose, or do not know? You refuse to say.
I do not know.
Do not know. Okay, no worries. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? And is that much more benefit or harm, or just somewhat more benefit or harm? Or do not know. You refuse to say.
I feel like it does somewhat benefit.
Somewhat more benefit? Okay. Now, we're around 51% complete. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be, which is a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority? Other issues, right? Now, yeah. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? I will start, I will start with prevention, an approach to focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products more cost private, right? Also have harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco use, cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or do not know? Do you refuse to say as well?
I support the education part more.
Okay, no worries. And now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all about this happening? I will start with loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned. Not at all. Don't know.
Not very concerned.
Not very concerned. And I will continue with the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned. Not very concerned. Not at all. Or don't know. Refuse to say.
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay. Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And I will start with today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the danger of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10, 10 is strongly agree, and don't know, refuse. What do you think?
4.
I'm sorry?
About 4.
About a 4. And what do you think about our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage, it's down to 2%. A decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create, which is a new class of criminal. 0 to 10? Or don't know, you refuse to say?
6.
Okay, and I will continue with the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. 0 to 10, or do not know, refuse to say?
5.
Okay, and what do you think about vaping bans are not lead to fewer people vaping? They have instead lead to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China floating the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. 0 to 10, or do not know, refuse to say?
4.
A 4. Okay. We're around 70%, so we're almost done. But sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, right? Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or oppose, or somewhat support or oppose, or do not know? You refuse to say.
I would say oppose. I think that changes, yeah, because of the stuff about, I guess that's probably what she asked me next, but know, the stuff about creating a black market and stuff like that. I didn't think of that before.
So you strongly oppose?
I oppose banning.
You do somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Yeah, somewhat oppose.
Someone opposed. Now, and do you support or oppose, which is a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain, which is virtually no nicotine, to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose on this strongly or just somewhat? Or do not know? Do you refuse to say?
Someone opposed.
Someone opposed. Okay. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? You think it's a benefit or harm? Is that much more or just somewhat more? Benefit or harm? Or do not know? You just refuse to say?
I don't know. I don't know now.
Okay. And now, will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? And is that much more or less? Or just somewhat more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults? Are you much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, or have no impact, or do not know, refuse to say?
So would I be more willing to vote for a candidate who wanted to ban?
Yes, who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults.
I would be somewhat less willing.
Much less willing. Okay. Now,
somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. So we're 74%. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? I'm going to start with wine. Yes, no, or refuse to say?
No wine.
Yes?
No.
Okay, no. Pipe tobacco?
No.
No? Beer?
Yes.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Pop soda?
Oh, what's that?
Soda? Pop?
No.
Soda? No? Oh, okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
I'm sorry, I did have pop, yeah, I had soda. Not caffeinated, but I had, like,
little soda? What about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
No? Coffee?
No.
No? Wow. E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
No. Liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco such as Dip or Chew?
No.
Okay, perfect. Now, switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only, okay? We're about to end. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category, okay? First, 11th grade. I also have high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor degree, postgraduate.
College.
Perfect. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single?
Yep.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Okay. Now, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income, or don't know, refuse to say?
Lower. I'm sorry, what was the
low income
categories again?
Right. We have healthy. I'm sorry. We have wealthy. We got upper middle class. We got middle class. Working class and low income, and don't know, refused. Right, refused.
Low income.
Low income, okay. Now, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or both? If there is?
No? Not currently, but I live with my dad. He used to be in a union for security guards.
Okay.
But he's retired now.
No worries. Now, how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural? I refuse to say.
Rural.
Rural, okay. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. This concludes, which is our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I wish you the best. Be safe. Have a good one, okay? Thank you for answering all my questions.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Huh.